The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational and entertainment purposes only, and any and all views expressed by the hosts or guests, including but not limited to any liability for errors, inaccuracies, omission of misleading or defamatory statements, should be taken as such.
We are
Holiday Parks
Uncovered.
Hello and welcome to Holiday Parks Uncovered, the podcast.
Your destination for all horror stories related to holiday parks.
We are your hosts, Punk.
And Jude.
So our guest for today's show is somebody who would like to remain anonymous due to the nature of the issue with the park in question. So we will be referring to our guest today as Jane. Jane, welcome to the show.
Hello.
So we want to give you a platform to tell your story in full. So I think the best place to start with most stories is at the beginning. So perhaps you could give us some background to this issue and tell us the park it concerns. Over to you, Jane.
Well, we purchased a caravan with some inheritance money. It was on the 11th of June, 2019. The handover date was on the 29th of June. At Abbeyford Caravan Park in Towyn. It was my mother, we paid cash. It was my mother and myself. With that, the site fees were, from that, $1,245. We had a contract with them that was signed and agreed, and it expired on the 31st of December 2028. And that contract was with Abbeyford's caravan and trailer. After that, shortly, Lions bought it out. They took over the contract and they were quite happy with everything. Since then, we've had nothing but trouble, really.
Okay. So what were your impressions of the new company when they took over?
We just got a letter. We never got sort of any details of what they were planning to do, or it was just a basic standard letter of how good their parks were and how wonderful they were.
Upon the new company taking over, what was the start of the issue relating to the contract that you mentioned?
The thing is, since they've taken over, it's promises that they've made have not been brilliant. Obviously, I bought a contract till 2028. Now, last year, in sort of June time, I got phone calls saying I've to renew or take my caravan off. Now, I'd got a contract with them, which they've taken over, which should have stood, like I say, till 2028. So I gave all of my contracts to the office, which they had apparently lost. Then I got passed from a sales team to somebody else, It went on for months. I was told I couldn't stay, then I was told I could stay. And then my mum, sadly, got brain tumour. I sort of didn't have the energy to carry on fighting it. So I went in for a final time, and when I went in, Mike, who's sales manager, said, no, it's fine. You've got your contract. You can stay. That's fine. And I said, can we definitely stay until the date that stated 31st December 2028? Yeah, fine. No problem. So this year, we've now totally renovated the caravan, spent quite a bit of money on it. Obviously, my mum's very poorly. I've got a terminal illness. It's somewhere for us to go. We didn't sort of get any warning. So come sort of September, October time this year, I got a telephone call off one of the salespeople saying, would you like to upgrade? I said, no, not at the current time. 2 days after, I got another phone call. Would you like to upgrade or would you like to move to another site? So again, I said, no, we've got a contract till 2028. And the girl there, Shannon, stated, no, you've actually got to be off. And this was around the 17th, 18th of October. You have to actually be off site by the 31st of October.
So you've been pushed off site as you refuse to spend more money with them?
Unless we upgraded and we did what they said. And also last year, we did have to be off. How much would it be to take it to the gate and the disconnection fee? Nobody would answer me. Nobody would get back to me. I kept taking copies and copies of my contracts in that apparently everybody had lost. This year, they suddenly changed their mind and they said, because your caravan is now 20 years old, I've got the email from the 17th of October saying we're not keeping it on. I have got a legally binding contract to the 2028.
What did the park say when you put forward that you had a valid contract? What was their response to that?
It doesn't matter. The directors have decided which are the mounds, the lions, that they don't want you. They don't want to carry on with the contract. So you've got to be off by the 31st of October, by 4:30. Now I went into the office. I've spoke to 4 or 5 people. They don't seem to communicate. Make out they don't communicate very well. And asked and said, I cannot possibly remove all my goods or everything in just under 2 weeks' notice. So they said, we can give you a couple more days. We left the park, but we left it with 3 vehicles because my mum can't drive anymore, so my partner has to drive them all. And obviously with my turn on the side, but I can't drive. We got a phone call at about 12:30 at night. The caravan had been trashed.
Oh my goodness. That is completely unacceptable. Who did you receive the call from?
The police. A woman from behind had phoned the police and said that she'd heard smashing of glass, talking, screaming. She didn't really say too much, but I've had to hire vans to remove my furniture, to remove some goods, and the police phoned and just said, do you want to take it further or not? Well, at 12:30 at night, I was still half asleep. Like I said, I'm still very, very shocked by it all. Every window had been put through, all the stuff had been trashed, my partner's van, tyres had been let down, and then the cap's super glued, my mum's car, something, we're not quite sure what's happened to that. We'd had stuff outside because the bins were so full. We'd had to pile everything up, and we explained that to the camp. The groundsmen on the camp were quite threatening.
I don't suppose there's been any resolution as to finding out exactly who it was?
No. They said, well, the police are looking into it. And all I got from the groundsmen were, like I say, I'll repeat it again, the mounds aren't happy with you at all.
Have you heard anything further regarding the vandalism?
People have phoned up off our camp to Wincups, which is their main one in Towing. Wincups have told them that I've done it and I was nowhere near it. It's really slander against my name. The other thing that the groundsman said were, police have got all the CCTV, and they were just very threatening, very threatening. The police haven't come forward again. Apparently, it's a civil matter. That site, after 4:30, should have been secured anyway. And it was at 12:30. I was nowhere near. My mum's having radiotherapy, you know, so they shouldn't be slandering my name. I think because they haven't locked the site up like they should have.
Jane, do you feel as though you've been singled out in this instance?
I do know there's a few others on there that have taken out a contract that's longer than ours, that have been allowed to stay on there and go back there next year. So I don't understand how they can pick and choose evidence of this at all. Like I say, the groundsman said, when he said the mounds aren't happy with you, he said they were selling that trade £2,000. Now, I've had the director on the phone saying that I owe them £1,500 disconnection fee. I had him on the phone straight away. He's quite a rude man. He's quite he thinks he's intimidating salesman there, do, because it's two women on their own. I think they think that they're quite intimidating, and I think they think, and I don't want to sound sexist when I say this, but I think they think that they can get away with doing what they want if a man isn't involved. Now, I know that sounds wrong, and I just think that they're sort of preying on us because it is just two women.
Would you mind detailing the level of loss you've suffered?
Probably not as much as what other people have. It would be through trashing my caravan after I had it all done, and the vehicles. The caravan itself, it wasn't the best. It wasn't the fanciest. It wasn't, by no means. It was just a basic caravan. But I would say 5,000 now.
And on top of that, what would you say the emotional impact has been on you and your family?
Priceless. Absolutely priceless. Like I say, I fought it so hard last year. Found all my paperwork and I fought it so hard that it drained me. But now, like I say, with my mum having this brain tumour and it's a retreat, I don't know, things like this are priceless. We loved it there. We've got so many friends there and family. You can't explain it. When you've done something up to be like your second home, it's soul destroying, really, that somebody can just come and do that.
So where do you stand today with the whole situation? Where are you with it?
So the calls to me, because we were afraid last year, and I got the sense they didn't want us there anyway. When we come back, everybody's water pipes had been broken, or there was something wrong with people's boilers. But you could only use Lyons, reputable, apparently, company. Now, our boiler was fine. It was fine. About 7 people on there have had broken boilers. So mine was fitted new only a couple of years ago. They sent their men out and said, oh, you'll have to fit it with a new boiler. When I looked online, the £97, they wanted £900. So I wouldn't pay it. I just think I'm trouble to them. I wouldn't pay it. And they kept asking why I wouldn't pay it. I've just had so much trouble with them this year alone. They've stopped everybody coming on that's not registered through them. But when you look at their history, everybody that's registered through them, like Direct Decking and their family, the scrap people, some plumbers apparently are their family. If you don't go through them, you can't have it. And when I spoke to Craig, who said he was one of the directors who isn't, he couldn't answer any of my he couldn't answer anything. And he just kept saying, I'll terminate the call. He's a salesman, he's a manager salesman. But he was threatening. He said, if you don't pay, you'll have a CCJ against your name. I said, well, it'll be against me mum's. You won't be able to get a loan. I said, that's fine. You won't be able to get a mortgage. That's fine. I've got one. It's just a very patronising and threatening. Even my son's saying, like, oh, did you get this out? Could you manage to get that out of the caravan? I'm not allowed back on site now, so I can't get anything. You know, I'm not allowed, so.
You've been banned from returning to site?
I've been told not to go back, yeah. We went back for one day because obviously we had two vehicles there that were left there, which was my mum's and my partner's van, because we've got a hire van to move everything out. So we got like some help on the last day, and we moved everything, like the decking, unless the maintenance men said don't come back. Just so sad that it's turned into, you know, what were people's best memories and holidays of caravans. And they're so extortionate now and so ridiculous and so many rules, and it really just isn't worth it. It isn't worth it. my sight is only 7.5 months, which has now gone up to £1,200. My mortgage at home isn't even that a year.
You spoke earlier about some friends on site. Have any friends been affected by any of this?
Because so many people have messaged me. I mean, one man, he lost £38,000 to him, and he sort of like got back, I think it was £4,200. But it's nothing, is it? When they can keep selling caravans on at what they are doing, it's wrong. There was 10 people told to leave, 10 people. And there was a man on the end, and oh my, he's been there forever. He's got a gorgeous plot, gorgeous caravan. His caravan is old, absolutely nothing wrong with it. It's stunning. He said to him last year, if you go now, we'll give you £2,000. And he said, no, I'm not going. He said, I've got a contract. He's come back this year. They said, get off. So he's had to leave. He's had to leave his caravan because he basically threatened him. Now, I can't give you his name because I don't want to, you know, privacy and all that. But he's had to just leave it. Massive deck, gorgeous garden. Basically, they want to sell the plot to somebody else. Neighbours last year, they bought the caravan the same time as us. They were told either... See, I put up a fight last year and I wasn't going anywhere. But they got told, we'll give you £500 if you can get off in 2 days. So that they took it because they had a friend and they bought their caravan exactly the same day that we did from Abbeyford's. And they were basically threatened and told to get off.
Do you have a plan for your next steps?
Abbeyfords have still got a stake in this place, so I will take them to court. I will take it further. I won't be paying my fees next year, so I may as well use it wisely and take them to court.
So Jane, thank you for joining us this evening.
It's okay, thank you for having me.
And we hope you'll keep us updated with any new developments.
Definitely.
Yes, please keep in touch, and our best wishes to you and your family. Never give up. Another holiday park uncovered.
Absolutely. Well, Jude, that's all the time we have. Thank you for listening, listener, and join us on the next episode, won't you?
The Holiday Parks Uncovered podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute medical, legal, or financial advice.